Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter, the etiquette of sleeping, the etiquette of lying down, sitting and gathering, and companionship, and also the etiquette of dreams. So the broad section. But today we'll be doing is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take a rest after his tahajjud salat, after reading his sunnah to fajr salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take a small rest, and how ulama encourage this for people that spend the night in ibadat, just so that they can be fresh again for the faraz of the fajr salah. An Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat, kana nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli min al-layli ihda asharata raka'atan, fa'idha tala' al-fajru salla raka'ataini khafifataini, thumma taja' ala shiqqihi al-ayman hatta yaji' al-mu'adhinu fayu'adhinahu. Muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform 11 rakats at night. When it was dawn, when it was the time of Fajr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform two short rakats. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie on his right hand side until Muazzin came and informed him that now it is the time of the Faraz Salah. So there are a few things here. The first thing we learn from this hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit, his ma'mool, was to perform 11 rakats of salat at night. What is 11 rakats? 8 rakats tahajjud and 3 rakats witr. So 8 plus 3 is equal to 11. So this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform 8 rakats of tahajjud and 3 rakats of witr. Now what happens very often is people confuse this. People that read this 8 rakats tarawih, they confuse this hadith with the hadith of tarawih. Tarawih is something that is completely separate. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ma'mool, his practice for tahajjud. This is what she's referring to. Not referring just to general salah at night. So some people who misunderstand, they take this hadith to mean that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read 8 rakats salah at night. So therefore our tarawih should be 8 rakats. But here this is speaking specifically about the salatul layl, the tahajjud salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam salah, how it used to be. It used to be long, it used to be drawn out. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would take as long as he would be in a standing posture in his ruku. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would take his time in sajda. It was a very, very long salah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would read. So therefore, at the time of Fajr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he would read two short rakats. Ulama explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam would read Surah Kafirun in the first rakat, Surah Ikhlas, Kul Huwallah in the second rakat. So therefore, we should also try and make this our ma'mool, our practice. But in the sunnah of Fajr, we recite Surah Kafirun in the first rakat, Surah Ikhlas in the second rakat. In these two surahs, got to do with wahdaniyat, got to do with tawheed, expressing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We leave out any other deities, we leave out any other worship, we leave out any other way. We only accept the way of Islam. And Surah Ikhlas, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spelled out again. We encourage to read it in Fajr Salah, and we encourage to read it in the Sunnah of Maghrib Salah, these two surahs. And the hikmat and one of the wisdoms of this is, person is starting the day with Tawheed, is ending the day with Tawheed. But all the time Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must be in my heart. So the next part of it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would rest on, lie on his right hand side. This chapter is doing the etiquette of lying down, etiquette of sleeping. So this is what is fitting in with this chapter, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie on his right hand side. Tomorrow we'll see exactly how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie down with his right hand under his right cheek, his left hand on his left thigh. But anyway, this is how the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie down very, very humbly, like how a humble person would lie down. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would just lie, just to get refreshed, so that when the Faraz Salah comes, then he, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is fresh again. And the person is very, very concerned about his salat. He's not only concerned that his salat must be done, he's concerned that it must be done in the best manner. I must be fresh for that Fajr Salah. Can you imagine? Now this is after reading the whole night of tahajjud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, or spending a great portion of the night in tahajjud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is worried that his Fajr Salah must be done in a manner that he's fresh. Let us ask ourselves, sometimes we have a bride till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Are we ever thinking that we must be fresh for the Fajr Salah? This is not something that a person is doing ibadat till late at night. He's wasting time generally, talking, friends, joking, finishing of 12, 1 o'clock in the night. How are we ever going to be fresh for that Fajr Salah? This was a daily concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after doing ibadat, that namaz that is coming, I must be fresh. So therefore, intelligent person will time himself after Isha and cutting out all the extra unnecessary things, all the extra dawats I'm avoiding after Isha. I'm going to sleep early so that I can be fresh for Fajr Salah, I can be fresh for Tahajjud Salah. That is the time wherein I will communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also try and make it 8 rakats. As I explained before, try and read 4 rakats before we sleep. And when we wake up, we read 4 rakats. Very easy. That makes it 8 rakats. If we happen to oversleep, at least we got 4 rakats of Tahajjud Salat, the one we read before sleeping. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.